Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Ramblewood Country Club for the Surfside Invitational. So the Twitter question is based...
Tribe. Okay, Justin.
Yeah. Did Justin pick that?
I assume so, yeah.
Yeah. Or did it just happen?
It's not in my returns.
Yeah. I picked it.
All right.
Did,
yeah. All right.
Tribe Called Quest. Like.
Come on, man. I don't have Tribe Called Quest in my bag.
No, you don't.
No.
Occasionally, you go into Seltzer's bag and get something like that, but
yeah,
not in your bag.
No.
So the Twitter question is based on a Jack Fritz potential trade that
Thank
he
you.
Brought up to me before the show.
Is he trading Jalen? What are we doing?
No.
First pick?
It's Sixers. So the Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Marks. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. All right, first I'm going to ask what you think the response is, and then I'm going to ask what your opinion is.
Okay.
The trade is... And this would have to, I'm acknowledging, this would take some salary on the Mavericks' end to make this happen because of what Tyrese Maxey is making.
Okay.
But essentially, would you trade Tyrese Maxey and the third pick to the Dallas Mavericks for the first pick in the draft? So Maxey and the 3-for-1. You'd have to get Klay Thompson back. You have to get a bunch of players to equal Maxey's $40 million.
Klay back?
Well, you're getting something.
Cooked Klay?
Yeah.
Cooked Klay?
Yeah.
Maxey and the 3
for number 1.
Flag. Yeah, I think I'd do it.
You would?
Yeah, I think I'd do it. Here's the only reason why I would do it. You know I like Maxey. I really do. But McCain could replace what Maxey is. Essentially.
Essentially.
Yeah, essentially.
Different player.
Yeah.
I think Maxey does some things better than McCain, but mm-hmm. McCain also does some things better than Maxey that if you're looking at
different
a
different type
guard,
of player, but yeah, somebody that we could certainly have in that spot.
Yep.
Actually, I think McCain may be a better lead guard than Maxey.
As a lead guard.
Maxey is really more of a scoring guard than he is a guy that sets up anybody else. Yeah, I think I'd do it. Now, I have to be convinced. Well, I am convinced because I haven't watched Ace Bailey play. So, because you have to, if Bailey is a better player than Cooper Flagg, then we just gave up two good players
mm-hmm.
to get a lesser player.
Can I tell you?
Yes. Ace Bailey is not better than Cooper Flagg.
I don't.
No matter what
so.
Elliot says.
Elliot,
he's telling me we got to ace the pick.
He said it's Kevin Durant.
Yeah, it's not Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, one of the 5 best scorers of all time. You don't need to watch a lot of Ace Bailey tape to understand that he's not Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
He might be Rudy Gay.
Okay. Okay.
Might be a little more similar, but he's
right.
not.
Okay.
Not every tall, skinny guy is Kevin Durant. So, what do you think the response on the Twitter question is?
I think people would do it.
You want to give me a number?
I'll give you. I don't think it's overwhelming. So let's go with 62%.
51.5%
wow.
Say no.
Wow,
yes.
Really?
Jack,
so they feel like it's too much?
Yeah.
I think people still love Maxey. I think they believe in Maxey. I think they'll say he's an unproven draft pick.
But that means they don't believe in Cooper Flagg.
I think
because if you
that.
Thought Cooper Flagg was that guy.
Generational, yes.
Yeah, you would be willing to go in and move off Maxey.
Yes.
Would I do it? I would do it. I I don't know what you're doing with a 6 foot score first guard making $40 million on your roster. And if you're building for the future,
the Knicks look pretty good.
What's that? Yeah, but if you're building for your future, I would do that. I would do that. I believe a lot in Jared McCain based on what we saw last year. I think he's a great passer. He's got a great feel for the game, it seems like. It seems like he's sort of a natural, a natural lead guard, and Maxey's not. And I just think, and again, this is not from, I'm not a scout, but everything that you read is that the difference between 1 and 2/3 is a very, very big difference in terms of what kind of prospect Cooper Flagg is compared to, you know, he was the player of the year as a freshman at Duke. Like, he is a high, high, high level prospect, and yes. I would do it.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking again.
Uh-oh.
There it is. Never think.
I think it's a lot.
It's a lot to give up.
It is a lot. Would you rather?
I don't know if I would. That's a lot to give up.
Would you rather trade? Like, obviously, salaries have to work out. Totally get it.
I'm rethinking. I'm out.
You back out, of course.
I'm out.
Would you rather trade for Giannis or the number one overall pick?
Number one.
Giannis.
Well, if you're trading for Giannis, yeah. I don't. Giannis and Embiid. Like, there's too many.
I trade Embiid for Giannis.
Well, they don't want Embiid.
Well,
that's fine. Well, guess what? They're going to take him.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, that's
guess
the.
What? They're going to take him.
The reason that I am not doing the Giannis thing is that I just think, first of all, I don't know what you're doing with Embiid. Like, I don't know how it's working.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that I can. You have a window with Giannis, too. And all of a sudden, you start getting that pressure of what is the team that is – like, I don't know how we're getting
Giannis. Well, what do we want to do? Do we want to win, or do we want to just watch him build?
Well, no. What I'm saying is, if you're trading Tyrese Maxey and three, let's say, mm-hmm. for Giannis,
yeah.
Well, what the hell is Giannis winning with? He's got – you have –
Well, you got Jared McCain. You got Paul George.
Paul George, who we nobody wants. And,
sure.
And Joel Embiid, who we don't – like, I just think wherever – wherever Giannis is going to go, if you're going to get a Giannis that is engaged and excited, it's got to be a situation where he is ready to win.
Oh yeah,
at that
for
moment.
Sure.
And it's just like, I don't know. I it's just,
if I were Dallas, I would think about doing it.
Number one overall for Giannis.
Yeah,
yeah. I think they would think about.
I would do it.
Now you get a weird thing. Yeah, you get all of a sudden you have him, Anthony Davis,
Giannis, AD.
Maybe
Kyrie.
Yeah.
But
then you're doing that big three thing again, and you don't have any money for the rest of the roster.
True.
You know, if I'm Dallas, I take Cooper Flagg and I say thank you NBA, and I trade Anthony Davis, and I start talking about the new era of Mavericks basketball is what I would do if I was the Maverick. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you once again have hope for the Philadelphia 76ers? Now I have some hope for your house. Because those windows, they have no hope. You should have replaced them 3 years ago. Same with the front door. I had that same problem. My windows and front door are so old that you could hear my dog barking 3 blocks away. And that is not good.
Call for anyone's bike.
Not
anyone.
Good. Yes. Yeah. It's not good for me. It's not good for the neighbors. I called Guida. You got to call Guida too. And it's not just your dog barking. When you put new windows, high-efficiency windows that Guida is going to get you, and a high-efficiency insulated front door, you're doing a lot for your house. Your energy bills are going down during the summer. They're going down during the winter. The value of your house is going up. And your comfort at night as you sleep, as it's hot outside, but your bedroom is not hot, that goes up as well. And they're going to make it even more comfortable for you because they're going to give you 20% off everything. God is going to give you 20% off every expertly installed window, every door. They're going to let you start your project with not one penny down, and you can get interest-free financing for up to 3 years. That is 36 months of no interest and your energy bills being lower. Just call them. There are restrictions right now, and the offer is good for a limited time. So call 877-GO-GUIDA. You get your free no-obligation in-home estimate or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. 215-592-9494, Bruce in D.C. You're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's everybody doing on this cloudy, rainy day?
What's up, Bruce?
Great day at Ramblewood.
Yeah, I'm feeling great, Bruce.
Hey, I am too. You know, I tell you, this whole thing about how they do the draft picks, I tell you, that, you know, doing this whole dark thing, dark curtain behind it, I thought it was really strange, but I'm happy that the, you know, that Philly got number three. I don't know how the hell Dallas got number one, but whatever. It is what it is.
Well, they cheated. I mean, like, yeah. The Dallas didn't cheat, but the league, like, they just do it, man. It started with the frozen envelope in 1985 for Patrick Ewing going to the Knicks. And, like, you just can't tell me that every time an organization loses a generational player, then all of a sudden they replace him with an opportunity to get another one.
Like, whoops.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, like the little, what's the dude, the little troll on the cereal box, Lucky Charms, magically delicious, you know, it just pops up out of nowhere and all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah, all of a sudden, you need luck, you get it. I wish I had the luck and by the way, Nico Harrison, the general manager of the Mavericks, talking about a guy who stepped in it and then all of a sudden gets saved. That guy, the most hated guy in Dallas, all of a sudden gets saved with the number one pick.
Yep, because they were going to lose money. It's all about money. You know, that's the way it is. But anyway.
Well, and they encouraged him to send Luka to the Lakers.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
For right. money, for ratings. Yep.
Yes. Yeah, if you want to start talking about Illuminati NBA.
Yeah. Well, they stepped in with frickin' Hinkie and said, we'll give you the first pick if you fire him.
Yep.
No, it just looks strange, but, you know, hey, whatever. You know, that's the reason why I said they would shut all this up if they did the lottery from behind the freaking curtain. You know, let's see what you guys are doing.
Do it in broad daylight, cowards.
Yeah, let us see.
Yeah, let men be men.
But anyway, but you know, getting back to this question,
I
definitely got an answer for you on the weird people. But hell no. I mean, as long as Moy is here, I mean, but to your point, Spike, you are right. His draft picks for the last couple of times have not been a problem. But here's my issue with Moy: the other things that he's going to have to do as far as how are you going to manipulate and move around and deal with this Paul and Embiid question. I think that it's going to be a perfect disaster come next season. That you're going to still try to push Embiid and Paul on us. They're both broke ding-a-ling players, and the season is going to go down the drain, and it's going to be more of the same.
Bruce, let me ask you this.
What just happened?
Would you like – yeah, I heard broke ding-a-ling, too. Bruce, how about this? How about if I could offer you a general manager who had a great center, and that center, mm-hmm. because of injuries, wasn't right. able to play anymore, and that general manager turned over the entire roster and created a winner again? Would you like that kind of general manager? Would you like that kind of general manager?
I know he's. I would. But
okay. Well, that's what Daryl Morey did in Houston.
No. I got that, and you're absolutely right. I do know his history. His strategy with the Sixers has just been a disaster. And he has to show me something. Okay, what are you going to do about Embiid and Paul before I can have some kind of faith? Because he's tried, but when he's made mistakes, he hasn't been good at cleaning up his mistakes. And that's what the frustration with us as a fan base, because I'm a hardcore Sixers fan since 1978. okay? And I love the Sixers, but it's just hard to watch. But you know, I don't know. We'll see what happens. And as far as this pick is concerned, I don't believe. Yeah, you know, it's the other thing. The Rutgers guys being number one and two, you couldn't even make it to the tournament. Look, the Sixers need to turn around and consider maybe trading down. I think there's other players that are better than the designated players at 2 and 3.
Yeah, I don't think the 2 and 3 is designated. I don't think Ace Bailey is for sure 3, and I think it's possible right. Dylan Harbor isn't even 2. Hey, give us for next question. Hey, give us somebody who's out there, Bruce.
Man, I got an outstanding one for you. Meta World Peace.
Meta World Peace is a guy.
He's calmed down, though.
He has calmed down. Oh, look, hey!
Well, right on the YouTube.
We gotta let everyone see our beautiful faces on YouTube, Hugh.
Yes.
Okay. I need you guys.
There it is.
Trust tree.
Oh.
You see the collar? Come
on,
Hugh.
It's a good looking shirt.
Yeah, you see Spike?
Yeah, come on. Yeah. So, trust tree here.
Okay.
What you got?
Am I being crazy about Maury? Here's what I'd say. I think the public sentiment, I understand the frustration,
mm-hmm.
but I think the public sentiment, especially given the situation that he inherited, I think the public sentiment about him has swung too far the other way, too far negative. That like he's incapable and he's
not
moron.
He's
never
not an
created
idiot.
A winner. Yeah, and like
he's not an idiot.
Yeah,
honestly, what is it? Is the Paul George move that probably has everybody sour on him?
Well, I think that's it.
And giving Embiid the extension.
But
that's not just him.
That's
ownership.
It's all of them. And what he said was the correct thing. When we asked him about it on the podcast, I said, what would you say to people that said, you know, you shouldn't have given him that extension? And he's like, I had to make the decision. Am I in the Joel Embiid business or not? And if you're in the Joel Embiid business, when there's the opportunity to give that guy an extension, you got to give him the extension. Because if you want to be in that business, you want him recruiting. So you want him recruiting Paul George. And even Yabusele said last night that Joel Embiid's been on him for 3 years, that he wanted Joel. And the reason that he decided on the Sixers. Now, I know he was a minimum player, mm-hmm. but that is the decision. Now, you could fairly say, I don't want to be in the Embiid business. And in that case, you would have had to trade him last summer, and that's it. But I don't think there's a real world in which you just let him play out the contract. Because in that case, it gets infinitely harder to build a winner around him because he's not on your side to help build that winner around him.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. Obviously, the right answer would have been find a taker to trade him and trade him. But he didn't, and I understand why he didn't.
Yeah. No, I hear you. But when you see all these other guys getting moved and star players, like, do we have to wait for Embiid to get tired of us to say he wants to be traded?
I don't know. Well, what?
Well, I mean, that's not going to happen now. I'm just saying, when you see these other stars, I mean, I'm seeing other stars get traded around the league. Kevin Durant's been traded several times. They're talking about trading Giannis now because he wants out of Milwaukee. Luka Doncic just got traded to the Lakers, your AD. So, star players are getting moved.
Yeah, now Kevin Durant wanted to get traded.
Sure.
Giannis, in this case, would want to get traded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Luka is the only one that I can remember of a team giving up on a top, you know, five player who didn't ask to get traded. I think what a general manager would tell you is you play out the string as long as you can play out the string with that player and try to make it work until you're not given a choice anymore.
I agree with that with a healthy player. When a player is constantly injured, I don't believe he should hold all the cards.
I can understand that.
Either you're a general manager that believes that you have the ability to build a team, because to me, it's operating out of fear. Like, that's why they gave Embiid the extension.
Yeah.
But I think that's hard to do.
That's why Dame Lillard has the extension he has. And, mm-hmm. and you could, I think to a certain extent, this is the thing about the NBA, is that it is so dependent on your best player that teams do operate from a position of fear because they don't know how they can get one of those players again. And again, going
now,
back
you,
to
if you're worth it, meaning that You got to be there to deliver.
Sure.
Then I will understand. I'm just saying with Embiid's situation, I think he was a little bit compromised, and I don't know if he had as much leverage as the organization gave him. In other words, the fan base isn't about to riot if you traded Embiid. That's the first thing you worry about as a franchise. What's your fan base going to do?
How
they're going to react.
I think his response would be, okay, I'm trading him. I'm probably not getting much last summer. Let's say I get a first-round pick. Mm-hmm. How am I creating a winner for you? Like, where am I getting a player as good as that? And you'll say, well, he's never healthy. And he'll say, I will take the bet. I will take the small bet that he'll be healthy at some point
versus
that I'll ever find a player as good as him again. I get it. I understand. I just think overall, I understand the criticism of it. Mm-hmm. I think overall, the tie that has turned publicly on Morey is a little out of whack with how good he is at his job.
Right.
I think he's good at his job. I think he's made mistakes, but I think he's questioned a lot for things that I don't – like, we just heard somebody question his draft picks. His draft picks since he's been here have been great.
He's got a little unlucky, too. I mean, like, the guy did fall on Embiid's knee.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So if you want to talk about the extension, I get it, you know.
And listen, we gave him credit for not – see, that's what I mean. We gave him credit for not giving James Harden the extension.
Right.
That took some balls to do.
It did.
And that was his guy.
And waiting that out and getting the two first-round picks in that situation, too.
So that's why I'm not sour on Daryl Morey. But I think when fans think about him, they think about those last two transactions, the Paul George and the Embiid extension.
Sure.
That's the only thing you really can be critical of him over.
Right now. Yes. All right, 215-592-9494. The Sixers have the number 3 pick in the draft. Do you have hope once again? I do. I'm on cloud 9.
I'm with you. I do have hope. I'm with you.
We were on stage last night at a lottery party, and every time the pick got a little bit higher – I felt like we won a championship last night.
Hope's better than winning.
For me, it is. Hope is better than winning. That venue last night was like the team was winning the championship.
It brought back memories, man.
Yeah, I said I said to you, if we get to the commercial, you watch the roof go off that place.
And it was the height of the night. It was the best.
It was incredible.
It was the best. Trying to make sure I didn't fall off the stage.
Coming up,
jumping
next,
around.
Yes,
so much.
I know. I was watching some of the videos. I was like, I could have taken a bad fall there.
Looked like 2004 all over again.
Yes.
There were ping pong balls all over the stage.
Oh yeah, the ping pong balls.
Yeah, I don't need you slipping on a ping pong ball.
I did fire one at that kid.
Oh really?
Yeah.
He threw one up there.
The human sacrifice. All right, coming up next, a guy everybody else would like to sacrifice. Elliot Shore Parks joins us for Tuesdays with Elliot. That is coming up next. We're at Ramblewood Country Club. It is the Surfside Invitational, the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.